and we all need a place to call our own. This is America. This is what we were promised.
It's a nice touch.
What?
The bit at the end about the promise. I like that part.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You still renting that one bedroom?
Nope, they gave it up.
So you own now?
No.
But you're looking?
No, not really.
So you're just good?
I'm good.
Well, that's good.
Can you believe it's tomorrow? How are you going to sleep?
I don't know.
What, do you want some Xanax?
I don't think that's for sleeping.
Yeah. No, I think I'll just have a glass of warm milk. That'll do the trick.
Okay.
Bye. Hey, there's another box inside.
Oh. I'll grab it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Jim seems like a good guy.
Yeah, isn't he great?
He's going to make a great husband.
Yeah. You know, Julie, I was thinking, you know, with Dad not being here, I was wondering if you had anybody to walk you down the aisle.
Yeah, no, Jim's uncle is going to do it.
He's been really supportive.
He's been great.
Well, that's great. I just wanted to make sure that you wanted you to be covered, that's all. So I should be there, what?
Yeah, the guests are arriving around 5, and things get going at 5:30, so around then.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to help you with those. Got it.
It's okay.
None of that was here.
Uh-huh.
This is all new.
Really? Is that all you got?
What?
Give me a boost.
Watch. Hang on. I took geography in here.
You ever fool around with one of your teachers?
No, did you?
No. Not until college.
That's me on the right.
It's kind of hard to tell.
You can tell by the eyebrow.
You played basketball?
I was a point guard. I'm not so surprised.
My hair is such a jack.
That's me too. My first fight.
How'd it go?
Got my ass kicked. This is where we used to go to make out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is very romantic.
No good!
I'm really happy I came here.
So am I.
Hey.
Ryan, where are you? We're having a meltdown here.
What's going on? What happened?
It's Jim. Can you get back here? We need your help.
Okay. Gotta go.
I'll grab your suit.
Thanks.
Jim's got cold feet.
Today?
Yeah, that's how cold feet work.
What do you want me to do?
Talk to him.
You want me to talk to him?
Hey, it's either you or me. You know my track record. I've already struck out once.
I haven't been to bat. I haven't been in the dugout.
Don't you talk for a living? Motivational type stuff?
I tell people how to avoid commitment.
What kind of fucked up message is that?
It's a philosophy.
It's stupid.
It could have helped you.
Ryan, you haven't been around much. Fuck, basically you don't exist to us. I know you want to be there for her. Well, here it is. This is your chance.
Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Jim.
You ever read this before?
Yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, I'll say.
Kara mentioned that you were having some thoughts.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to do this.
And why would you say that today?
Well, last night I was just kind of like laying in bed and I couldn't get to sleep. So I started thinking about the wedding and the ceremony and about how we're buying a house and moving in together and having a kid. And having another kid, and then Christmas and Thanksgiving and spring break and going to football games. And then all of a sudden they're graduating, they're getting jobs and they're getting married. And, you know, I'm a grandparent and then I'm retired. And I'm losing my hair. I'm getting fat. And then the next thing you know, I'm dead. And I'm just like, I can't stop from thinking, what's the point? I mean, what is the point?
The point?
Yeah, I mean, what am I starting here?
Jim, it's marriage. It's one of the most beautiful things on earth. It's what people aspire to.
Well, you never got married.
That's true.
You never even tried.
Well, it's hard to define try.
I don't know. You seem happier than all my married friends.
Look, Jim, I'm not going to lie to you. Marriage can be a pain in the ass. And you're kind of right. This all is just stuff that leads to your eventual demise.
Yes.
And we're all on running clocks, and they can't be slowed down or paused. And, you know, we all end up in the same place. There's no point.
There is no point. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm not normally the guy you would talk to about stuff like this. If you think about it, your favorite memories, the most important moments in your life, were you alone?
No, I guess not.
You come to think of it, last night, the night before your wedding, when all this shit is swirling around in your head, weren't you guys sleeping in separate bedrooms?
Yeah, Julie went back to the apartment, and I was just by myself in the honeymoon suite.
Kind of lonely, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty lonely.
Life's better with company.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a co-pilot.
That was a nice touch.
Thanks.
So, what's the mood like out there?
It's not good.
She's pretty pissed.
She's upset.
What should I do?
Go get her.
So much. You'd be my co-pilot.
Yes. Welcome home.
更多资料尽在人人听你网 www.rrting.com。